Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Is it possible that every problem you're going through, every trauma, could actually be pathways into the supernatural? Is it possible, with some of the things that you're going through, that it is going to result in you walking in miracles? Is it possible that while you're going through it, you can have joy and peace? My guest says yes, and she has the miracles to prove it. Well, Catherine is from Australia, and one of the things that I love about her ministry is almost every time she starts speaking, God has a sign. Someone that is deaf has their ear open. Tell me about one, Catherine.
Oh, well, just recently I was in Korea and we saw four deaf ears open. One of those ladies had no eardrum. But one of the ladies that she'd been completely deaf since she was six. She'd had a terrible infection and it had never been treated, and as a result her eardrum was severely damaged. Well, in the meeting the Holy Spirit just popped open her ear. She could hear perfectly. And when she went back to her doctor, he examined her and said, "You have a perfectly formed eardrum." She was a famous artist, and she brought me a beautiful painting that she'd done to remember what the Holy Spirit had done.
You say when people are going through traumas, or it's called a wilderness experience, it's really a journey into the supernatural. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I really believe that we inherit the promises through faith and patience. And, you know, often the time between promise and fulfillment, people don't know what's going on. Did I miss God? What's happening? Am I doing something wrong? But, you know, scripturally, you can read through the Bible and see many examples of how God uses those times to really allow us to grow to the place where we can stand in the places of influence that He wants us to stand in. He gives us hinds feet for high places. In those times when we feel like, what's going on? I see no fruit on the vine. What's going on, Lord? He really is preparing our character and giving us an opportunity to find Him, to know Him intimately, because you have to know Him to be able to trust Him.
Well, you know what I said last night, I hadn't thought about it, but it was so obvious to me. Because of some of the trials and wilderness experiences you have, you developed God didn't do them, but God so used it.
Yeah.
You developed your intimacy with God. In fact, when you were 23, you had quite an encounter with God. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, at 23, the Lord began to call me into ministry, which was a shock to me. I thought I'd be a housewife for all my life, and I was happy with that. But the Lord just began to give me visions. I'd find myself on the floor having visions of people falling off the edge of a cliff, and I'd see the face of Jesus and the sadness in His face. And I saw myself calling out to people, and I knew He was calling me to preach the gospel and to heal the sick. I'd have visions of fireballs going over crowds. But I thought, you know, I really need someone to pull me out of a crowd and prophesy this, because it seemed too outrageous in my thinking. I'm a woman, God. I used every excuse. You need to do this for me. And every time a prophet would come to town, I'd say, okay, God, this is your chance. Come on, give me the word. I'm waiting for it. You got to confirm it. I'm an imaginative person. If you don't confirm it, I might just put it all down to my imagination. And the prophets had come and they'd pick this one, they'd pick that one, and they didn't pick me. And one night I just got so distressed. I went home. I was so upset. I said, Lord, why didn't you call me out? You know, how is the pastor going to know? How's it all going to happen? And I had a plan. I thought if they prophesied, that would be awesome. And then you could help it, God. But I opened the Bible and I read the story of Simeon. And it says there in the book of Luke that the Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon's heart that he would see the Messiah before he died. And suddenly I realized the Holy Spirit has revealed this to my heart. And I've said it's not enough. I have to have a prophet. And I love prophecies.
Oh, come on,
I love prophecies. But I got down on my bedside and I repented and I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. If no one ever prophesies it, and I was embarrassed to say it alone in my room, but I out loud said, I choose to believe what you are revealing to my heart, that you've called me to preach the gospel, to heal the sick. And you know, after that I just became a prophecy magnet. People would pull me out all the time. But I'm so glad God didn't do what I demanded, because if he did, every time I was led to do something, I would have put my ability to move with him into the hands of other people's obedience.
Now, one of the things I like is you teach about dreaming big.
You know, God gives us an imagination. It's not evil. It's just the screen, the whiteboard that God can write on, or we can write on, or the enemy can write on. But as we present it to God and let him use our sanctified imagination to see the things that he's promised, you know, as we see it and say it, we'll see it fulfilled.
Let's have a practical example. Your fingers, they were getting bad. Explain.
Yeah. Well, I woke up one morning and my fingers were all stiff. And my mother had had terrible arthritis. And so my immediate thought was, oh no, I'm going to get arthritis like my mom with the big knuckles, not being able to wear my rings. And as soon as I found myself thinking that, I went, no, like the Bible says, to take captive every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So I grabbed that thought and I immediately replaced it with a divine imagination. I imagined myself as a 90-year-old woman with supple fingers, wearing my rings and playing the piano. And the next morning, I woke up again, stiff fingers. So immediately I saw myself as this 90-year-old woman playing the piano, getting my nails done, wearing my rings. And, you know, I did that for 5 days. And that was probably 15 years ago now. I've never had a trace of arthritis or pain ever since.
You know, a lot of people, because areas like the New Age use the imagination and imaging and things like that. Where do you think they got it? They have the counterfeit. We have got the authentic. God gave us an imagination to be used for him with our renewed mind. When we come back, and not many people are willing to talk about this, but Catherine went through a 7-year battle in the wilderness. I believe it's going to help many of you. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal. Normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to sidroth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, Catherine, most people think those that are on television, those that are in frontline ministry, they don't have problems. It's just me that has the problem. What happened for 7 years to you?
Well, you know, after this encounter when I was 23, it was 7 years before I ever preached my first sermon in a church. Mm. And during that time, God was doing a work in me. But it was like when God was doing these things, he was developing my character and allowing me to realize that there is a lot of things that I needed to learn. And I think primarily I needed to learn how much I needed him. But I went through a season where I was misunderstood and falsely accused and overlooked. But you know, I found him. I found him as the one that supplied my needs, and it was such a delight.
You talk about warring for the promises God has on your life through the written word, through a prophetic word. Give us one key.
You know, God had spoken to me when I was 23 that in my 30th year, he was going to open the doors to ministry. But my 30th year was about the worst year of my life. And 9 days before I turned 31, I just started to say, God, you said. I got up one day and I'm like, that's it. It's 9 days to go. You said. And I think he loves it when we start to take him at his word and say, you said. And you know, it was that day that God introduced me to somebody that just opened the doors for me and brought the breakthrough. So I believe we need to make declarations. Timothy talks about in the Bible, wage warfare, my son Timothy, with the prophetic words spoken over you. We can't be passive with it. We need to actively declare it, speak it out. God, you said, and call those things that be not as though they are.
You know, I'm reminded there was a time you were speaking at a conference and all sorts of miracles broke out and you thought, oh God, they're going to expect this again. I just don't know. Oh, well, tell me about that.
Well, you know, I was intimidated by what God did. We had the most remarkable meeting. Actually, it was in Augusta, Georgia. And a lady with a completely, she'd had her eardrum cut out, got her eardrum restored. She was hearing, which was amazing. Cataracts were disappearing. Miracles were popping everywhere. And as I was going up the stairs to my bedroom that night, staying with a friend, I was thinking, oh Lord, we've got another meeting tomorrow night. And I felt like he'd really raised the bar. I thought, oh God, they're going to bring all their sick friends. Please, Jesus, are you going to do it again? And I'd left my computer playing on shuffle. And it happened to be that as I was walking up the stairs, I could hear one of Catherine Kuhlman's little heart-to-heart radio talks. And she was saying, every time I walk out on the platform, I die 1,000 deaths, knowing that there are people in the congregation that for them this is their last hope. And I thought, oh, I know what you're talking about. I hear you. But as I kept walking into my room, she began to say, but I encourage myself with the truth that everything Jesus did on the earth, he did as a man, utterly dependent on the Holy Spirit. Then she said, and the Holy Spirit will never let you down. And then I heard him say, and the Holy Spirit will never let you down. And you know, after that, it seemed like everywhere I went, God would open a deaf ear as the first one, almost to make a point to me, I think, that, hey, you rely on me and I'll never let you down.
You know, you would think, I'll take myself for example. I do lectures on the supernatural all over the world. And I have large numbers of unsaved people coming to this expecting miracles, not even knowing I'm going to talk about Jesus. And talk about every time I get up, I do not take God for granted. Mm. Because here's the truth. If he doesn't show up, I can't do anything. And it's not a fake thing. I know this.
Mm,
I absolutely know it. And I don't understand why you don't know it. There's nothing good going on in your life that that God isn't responsible for.
Yeah.
That you need God. I mean, I think we're living in such a generation right now where people think, well, it's half me and half God. I can tell you, it's zero me.
Oh, yeah.
And all God.
Oh, yeah. Utterly dependent on the Holy Spirit.
And you know what? When we come back, what happens if your daughter, your son, leaves the Lord, leaves you? What do you do? That's what happened to Catherine, because the way she handled it will give you some insight. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Catherine Runala has trained up a spiritual army who go into the streets demonstrating the power and the joy of the gospel, emptying hospital beds of the sick and dying, leading many into a loving and faith-filled relationship with their Heavenly Father. But it wasn't always this way. She once found herself in the wilderness, feeling abandoned, alone, depressed, and even suicidal. But God downloaded to her the divine keys to get out of the wilderness and step into God's promised land for her life. Now she wants to mentor you. Call now and get Catherine Runala's powerful book, From Wilderness to Wonders, and her anointed five-part audio CD teaching, A Journey into the Supernatural. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9386. Catherine Runala's powerful book examines the journey, emphasizes the importance of how to endure through the process until the victory comes when you finally enter God's promised land. Through her book, you will learn how to speed up the process of a wilderness season, overcome discouragement during your process of walking out God's call on your life, understand how to maintain joy during any wilderness seasons, learn how to successfully navigate the process of fulfilling God's plan for your life, and actually enjoy the journey. Understand not only how to survive the seasons between promise and fulfillment, but how you can thrive. Through Catherine's empowering five-part audio CD teaching, you will be taught how to cooperate with God to see your personal promises and God-given desires come to pass. Learn how to use the supernatural keys God has given Catherine for you to wage war with the enemy through his promises. Press through to see the fullness of God's purposes fulfilled in your life. Understand how to activate your faith for miracles. Included are Catherine's anointed prayers of impartation for strength and supernatural power for your journey and for your miracle breakthrough.
God doesn't want you just to survive. God wants you to thrive. God also wants to shorten these wilderness times. If you will redeem them, you're going to come out smelling like Jesus.
Don't miss out on getting Catherine Runala's powerful book, From Wilderness to Wonders, and her anointed five-part audio CD teaching, A Journey into the Supernatural. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9386. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9386 or log on to Sid Roth. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, it's got to be so hard when your daughter, and you're in ministry, turns her back on God. What effect did it have on you, Catherine?
You know, it was not supposed to happen. That's not in the plan. You know, what would you expect? And I think I cried probably every day for the first year and every second day for the next year. I remember once being in her bedroom and I had bought a new doona and made the room up nice and was praying and believing in faith for her to come home and come back to Christ. And one day when I was in there praying, the Lord said to me, you know, I've prepared a room for my children too. And I know that He just walked me through that. But one night when I was praying, a couple of years later, the most extraordinary thing happened. A young couple from our church, they didn't know her, they were only new to the church, were on a prayer drive. And it was about the time I was praying, they were driving past and they saw my daughter coming out of a restaurant and they felt the Holy Spirit say, go and talk to that one.
Did they know that was your daughter?
Oh, they had no idea who she was. But they thought, oh no, she's a young woman, we don't want to scare her at nighttime. So they kept driving. And the Holy Spirit said, no, go back. So they turned the car around, and this is all the time while I was at home praying. They turned the car around and they went to find her and she was gone. But she and a friend had taken the car around the block just to put some makeup on. So they asked the Holy Spirit for directions and sure enough, He took them to where they were. They got out of the car and they said, don't freak out, we're Christians. Can we just pray for you? And they began to prophesy over her and her friend and just rang me half an hour later to say, wow, guess what happened? And she said, where do you go to church? And they said, Glory City Church. And she said, my mom's a pastor there. And you know, that was the beginning of the Holy Spirit just drawing her back. And now we have the sweetest relationship. She loves God, loves
us. You want to see how beautiful her daughter is? Just wave at us.
Thank you.
You're one proud mama.
I'll tell you what, she's amazing.
But there are people watching, their spouses left, God left them, their children have left them. They at one time they knew God, but they left. Would you pray for those people right now?
Father, you know and understand so well how they feel. Lord, I'm asking for special grace, Lord, to see these loved ones as you see them, for a special grace, Lord, to see them as you have intended them to be. Lord, that you'd help them not to judge them, but to love them supernaturally. Shed your love abroad in their hearts by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, hover over those ones. You who began a good work in them, you will carry it through to completion. So, Father, we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Tell me one key that'll help us in a wilderness experience.
Learn how to lean into Him and let Him love you. You know, faith works by love.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You at home and you in the studio audience, just as an act of your faith, lean into Him.
Yeah.
Just lean into Him. Ooh, feels good.
Amen. Amen. You know, there'd be days that I would be walking around crying and the Lord would just be there interpreting my tears. He just knows me so well. I'm complicated and He gets me. and he became my best friend. And He longs for fellowship with us more than we have ever understood. So I believe that the wilderness time doesn't have to be an unpleasant time. He wants it actually to be so special, that place where you find Him, where you find Him as the one who satisfies, where you find Him as the source of your joy. The fulfillment of your promise is great, but He is the source of your joy. And you can have that right now, whether you've seen the fulfillment or not. And His love then will activate hope and faith to be able to see and declare the things that He's promised and to see them come to pass.
We have about a minute and a half for miracles. I want you to pray for miracles. This woman moves in miracles. There is such a presence of the Holy Spirit all around us right now. Please pray.
Father, I thank you, just as you have done so many times. I speak right now. There's somebody here watching that has cancer, and I see the Holy Spirit touching you, someone with bowel cancer. And there's a lady also, you've been going through chemotherapy. Right now, the Holy Spirit's coming on you. I see Him touching you. Something to do with the kidneys. I thank you for healing and touching someone's liver too right now. I thank you for healing. You know, the Lord has given us testimonies of hepatitis C being healed, but I see somebody right now with a liver disease. Instantly, now, even as you reach out, the Holy Spirit is touching you and healing you. I see somebody else. You've been wanting to have your deaf ear open. Now, in Jesus' name, I command that ear to open. Here, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for sight. Glorious, supernatural sight, Lord, for those that have been struggling with cataracts. Now I speak to the cataracts, dissolve in Jesus' name. I speak healing. I speak healing to blood conditions right now. Someone's suffering with leukemia. God is greater than leukemia. I speak the name of Jesus over that disease and I say, you cannot stand. Go in Jesus' name. I release healing to people. Arthritis in people's hands, just like I was feeling I was getting. You don't have to have it. I speak healing. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, and also someone with a heart condition, I speak wholeness to your heart, shalom, peace, healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
I like that, shalom and peace, healing in Jesus' name.
Have you given up on praying for a loved one to be saved? Have you stopped anticipating the fulfillment of a prophetic dream or godly desire? Have you become discouraged that your prayers have gone unanswered? Catherine Runala has trained up a spiritual army who go into the streets demonstrating the power and the joy of the gospel, emptying hospital beds of the sick and dying, leading many into a loving and faith-filled relationship with their Heavenly Father. But it wasn't always this way. She once found herself in the wilderness, feeling abandoned, alone, depressed, and even suicidal. But God downloaded to her the divine keys to get out of the wilderness and step into God's promised land for her life. Now she wants to mentor you. Call now and get Catherine Runala's powerful book, From Wilderness to Wonders, and her anointed five-part audio CD teaching, A Journey into the Supernatural. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9386.
You know, most believers that you see on television, they don't share about their downtime, their wilderness experiences. That's why I love the title of your brand new book, From Wilderness to Wonders. I believe, and you believe, the reason that you walk in such a presence of God, it's because of these wilderness experiences.
Catherine Runala's powerful book examines the journey, emphasizes the importance of how to endure through the process until the victory comes when you finally enter God's promised land. Through her book, you will learn how to speed up the process of a wilderness season, overcome discouragement during your process of walking out God's call on your life, understand how to maintain joy during any wilderness seasons, learn how to successfully navigate the process of fulfilling God's plan for your life and actually enjoy the journey. Understand not only how to survive the seasons between promise and fulfillment, but how you can thrive.
As you read this book, you will really discover how to lean on God, what to do, how to war with the promises. Because sometimes people think, well, I've got a promise, will I just put it on the shelf? But God wants to do more than just have you put it on the shelf. He wants you to, as it says in Timothy, to wage warfare with the promises spoken over you so that you can begin to declare it and speak those things out.
Through Catherine's empowering five-part audio CD teaching, you will be taught how to cooperate with God to see your personal promises and God-given desires come to pass. Learn how to use the supernatural keys God has given Catherine for you to wage war with the enemy through His promises. Press through to see the fullness of God's purposes fulfilled in your life. Understand how to activate your faith for miracles. Included are Catherine's anointed prayers of impartation for strength and supernatural power for your journey and for your miracle breakthrough.
You see, God doesn't want you just to survive in these challenges. God wants you to thrive. And God also wants to shorten these wilderness times for you. But I'll tell you this, these wilderness times, they're not coming from God. They're coming from your enemy. But if you will redeem them, you're gonna come out smelling like Jesus. Get the book and 5-CD set.
Don't miss out on getting Catherine Runala's powerful book, From Wilderness to Wonders, and her anointed five-part audio CD teaching, A Journey into the Supernatural. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9386. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9386 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. My guest was a paramedic in an ambulance. And one day, God speaks to him and says, I want you to pray for the sick in the ambulance. And he doesn't even believe in healing. But it's God. So he starts praying. He gets something like 80% of the people healed now. Anyone interested in those results?
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.